como siempre.
Tell me when I'm live. Am I live? You almost caught me singing Luis Miguel right now. Almost this close. Hey guys, and welcome to another episode of Mostly Peaceful Latinas. I'm your host, Bella.
And I'm Linda. And today we have a very special, informative, but also episode full of a lot of tea.
We got a lot of tea.
We got a lot of tea.
Spicy tea. We got Ye coming up. We got some news on Ye and Adidas, some developments. We got Trump in Ohio. We've got DeSantis and his I'm Not Running fundraiser out of Palm Beach. And of course, our Desgraciado of the Week. Who will it be? Who do you guys think it is? Let us know on the chat.
So, hi guys, let's wait a few minutes to see if more people jump in. We got 16 people. We've been announcing this, though. We see Shooter 305.
Nah, our boy's back.
Our
boy Shooter's back. Let me post on Truth Social that we are live.
That's, like, strange. I posted this yesterday on my story.
What? There it is.
Who?
No. Just making sure that people know we're live now. Guys, put some questions in the chat box.
Like
this video to help us get on the algorithm, please.
Lisa Martinez, hi. Annabella's here.
Damn, we're all of our people are already here.
Our faithful, our faithful followers. Yeah, Cernovich has lost his mind. Ooh.
That's my phone. I'm like, where is that noise coming from? It was my phone. Sorry, guys.
So many of the Trump haters from Twitter that you guys know I can't stand were coming back to Trump yesterday. It's like they all got the memo and they were saying the same thing over and over again, which was, this is Trump at his best. Like, this is Trump at his best. First of all, Trump is usually always at his best.
Name a time when he isn't, bro.
The problem with you guys is you guys are soft and gay and extremely cringe. And
emphasis on the cringe.
You guys are soft. You guys are gay. You guys are cringe. And you guys want some little cookie cutter, conservative, country club, good boy that only was married one time. He had one single wife because it's a Christian conservative thing to do. And he never curses. He never offends anybody. He never has any names. You know what pissed me off today and the reason why I don't like Matt Walsh? The reason why I don't like Matt Walsh is because he's a fucking hypocrite. He sits there and talks about, I'm the mean guy. I am so mean to trannies. I offend. We got to be mean to beat the system. We got to be meanies. You know what, Matt? You're right. We have to be mean. But you're the same fucking person who was melting when Trump called DeSantis Ron DeSantimonious. All of the Daily Wire went into a meltdown. It was like a crisis control. Crisis control. Well, they're being paid.
Where was Ben Shapiro at this last weekend?
Where was Ben Shapiro?
Oh, it wasn't last weekend. It's coming up this weekend.
No. It's coming up. So it's like, okay, you want to be the mean guy because you get to offend trannies on the internet all day, every day, and you go after Dylan Mulvaney. Like, oh, Dylan Mulvaney. Oh, I'm so mean to Dylan Mulvaney. And then you go and melt like a snowflake because Don calls Ron DeSantimonious, calls DeSantis Ron DeSantimonious. By the way, I went to see Matt Walsh and to see if he had said anything about Trump in Ohio, and he completely ignored the story.
Completely ignored it
because, you know, he's just the perfect Republican, the perfect little Christian, just married one time with four fucking little kids. Perfect guy. And that's what they say about Trump. You know that, right? They hate him because he's been married more than once.
Well, I mean, at least he's not a globalist.
So yeah, at least he's not a globalist. Shiesty little Shapiro. Apparently, Ben Shapiro is the new masculine man. He's the new top G for some strange, odd reason. I guess those that control the media decided to call Ben Shapiro and say that he was going to be the new face of masculinity. I don't know why. I mean, listen,
for that.
Listen, I know he has good ideas and I know that he does say some good stuff, But Ben Shapiro is not the first person that I think of, not even top five, not even top 10. If you tell me, give me your top five most masculine men, I'm not going to say Ben Shapiro.
I just don't feel like Ben Shapiro would be anywhere on my list of masculinity. Like, I just, that's not what I associate him with. In fact, I kind of associate him with a little bit of a whiny bitch.
Yeah, no, his voice is out of control.
His voice is out of control.
His voice is out of control.
Nails on a chalkboard, like, drives you insane.
I was asking Anthony, I'm like, look, I don't mean to ask kind of like insensitive and sexual questions, but how does he fuck? Like, I'm sorry.
Oh my God, Linda!
I'm sorry. Like, I'm just thinking to myself, like, you're trying to get, like, have sex with your wife or girlfriend, and you're just this rapid, like, voice, this little voice, and then whining. But he's an Orthodox Jew, so I'm going to go ahead and say that this was arranged, and they only slept with each other the first night.
Well, and that's the introduction to the show, by the way.
We haven't even gotten started, guys.
So welcome to Mostly Peaceful Latinas.
I have a lot of anger.
Per usual, guys, please support us with a like and a subscribe. We are self-funded, no Illuminati, no lizard people, and only our America First sponsors, Sentry Water Systems. For those of you guys that are unaware, Sentry Water Systems became our... H2O Water Systems became our first official sponsor, and we could not be prouder to be partnered up with them. It's an under-the-sink water purification system, incredibly affordable compared to other systems in the market, with a price point just below $300. Releases all of the usual chemicals that you can expect from your water, including the most important, fluoride. Fills up your water with all sorts of good stuff, magnesium. And actually, we're very excited. We feel that it's a product that you guys can get that you guys would be interested in and could benefit from. But more importantly, our sponsor, which we are so proud, again, to be a part of, our sponsor, Nelson, the owner of Sentry H2O, is currently in East Palestine, Ohio. He went over there on his own dollar, on his own dime. He wanted to do something for the residents of East Palestine. So Nelson has actually pledged to donate $1.2 million in water systems to every single, well, not $1.2 million to every single resident, but he will be donating $1.2 million in equipment, ensuring that every single resident in East Palestine has one of his water systems to get through this. Now, not just that, but they are taking it one step further, and we're very excited about this. Nelson is actually funding a private testing of the water in East Palestine, Ohio. He is not taking the authorities a word for it when they say that the water is safe and drinkable. No, he's going to be doing his own independent testing. And stay close to us, guys, on our Instagram channel, Mostly Peaceful Latinas, where we're going to be releasing the results of that independent study led by Nelson at Sentry H2O. If you guys want to support the cause, the best way is... purchase a water system. You help yourself out in the process.
There's a question from Shuda305. Shuda, I know you travel a lot, but you can also go to the website and there's a donation link as well.
Yes.
So for the people that already either have the system or can't afford it right now, but they say, hey, I have $5, I have $10, you can go straight to centuryh2o.com. I posted it on our chat and then you can donate there. Nelson says that ever since he went on InfoWars, and he's been doing a bunch of different shows, I also did a live with him last week, he's had a lot of success. A lot of people purchase like 8-10 at a time, donate. So Americans are always willing to help each other, especially during the time where we have a dead cabbage of a president, mm-hmm. who's actually simping from Zelensky, the little gay Jewish man that controls Ukraine. That guy, he's over there basically simping for him and abandoning the people in East Palestine.
I think we're pronouncing it correctly. If not, people give us the pass because we're Latinas.
Right,
so we like mispronounce English things all the time, honestly. But I mean, honestly, how proud are we to be involved with that? Guys, just the fact alone that Nelson is out there doing these independent studies, donating water systems, he really doesn't have to do that. $1.2 million worth of equipment is a lot. So if you guys are interested in helping out The people of East Palestine, Century H2O, a Patriot Company Girl, and in the process also helping mostly peaceful Latinas. Please check out their website, Century H2O. Use the code MPL10 for 10% off your water system. Now,
we're starting off strong. Before that, we already got a few donations. So shout out to Shuda305. Shout out to Eric Joseph as well. He says, what's up, PBD's first live audience? What is PBD? PBD's first live audience podcast in Fort Lauderdale. He took a live poll on Trump versus DeSantis, and the cry was overwhelmingly for Trump. Yeah, so that is, so what's happened is that these, the DeSantis team, whether it's his marketing brand and also communications team, and also the Republicans and the Unit Party,
the super PACs
they have created this illusion, especially on Twitter and a little bit on Instagram, but mostly on Twitter, because that's where most of the political discourse takes place, that we can win with Trump, that Patrick Bet David, okay, that's where I was, Valuetainment.
Oh, and Valuetainment, okay, Valuetainment. Got you.
They've created the illusion that the people are jumping off of the Trump train and all this stuff. The reality is that the Ted Cruz supporters from 2016 are back in DeSantis. The people that the country club Republicans, the Mitch McConnells, the Kevin McCarthy, they're all overwhelmingly supporting DeSantis, and it's on Twitter. And it's the same talking heads. Like I've been studying these people since November. Mike Cernovich, Bill Mitchell, Pedro Gonzalez, you have Jenna Ellis now, you have everybody from the Daily Wire.
Now. There'll be a second wave of people that are activated once he finally announces his run that's not happening. Once he finally announces that, you're going to see even more people flip to the DeSantis team because it's something that they have been working on for the last 2 years.
Yeah, I actually
We're going to get back into this topic.
Right.
Are we just going to...
No, we're not. We're going to come back, but I just wanted to show you guys that I created a list of circle jerk of Twitter, the Sims. I have a list right here and I'm adding to the list, and I'm not going to forget these people, right? Starting with the Matt Walsh, Ben Shapiro, Bill Mitchell, Dave Raven, Dave Rebo, Marina Medvin, John Cardillo, Dave Ruin, Brandon Lessie, my new enemy from the Florida's Voice. You guys saw I went at it with the little Napoleon this week. Will Witt from the Florida State. Will Witt, we have a lot of cheese, man. We have a lot of tea on Will Witt.
Oh, Will Witt.
He doesn't know that we're watching him. He doesn't
know that the two crazy Latinas have been watching him, Will Witt, and tracking
and finances, tracking him, and
following the money.
Yes, absolutely. Also, shout out to Adam, always coming through, always supporting us. Adam, we're so happy to see you here. I know you had to work. And he says, booyah, made it on after all. I'm hearing rumors someone has a birthday in the near future. Can y'all confirm? Her name rhymes with Lord Varys. That would be me. Master of Miami Whispers. It's true. Linda has even less chill than usual tonight, and I'm here for it. My birthday is not till June, but I'll let you know. Thank you so much.
We still
still have time to go. It's not till June. I'm a Gemini just like Trump and Ye. That's why they're my idols, because we're all crazy together. You know, so that's that. But Bella, please.
And then we have Mr. Shuda, who also came by. Call out the clowns on the right. Bill Mitchell, Anomaly, Soy Boy, Cryon Gray, everybody at DL, Fox News, and The Blaze. The most base people are on independent media. We sure are, but don't let yourself be fooled. There's some cringe people in independent media, too. Mm-hmm. So speaking of East Palestine, not only was Nelson from Century H2O out there giving free water filters, but the Don, the GOAT, was also out in East Palestine handing out bottles of water and other kind of essentials that somebody would need to survive the true catastrophe that's being hidden of what's going on there. Out of pocket, Donald Trump takes his private plane with his funds, his money, to go out there and take care of Americans while President Creepy Pants is off in Ukraine giving away billions and billions of our tax dollars.
To Zelensky. The homo.
To Zelensky. So, guys, talk to me. Speaking of conservative media, that the Sims are not wanting to talk about how based Donald Trump is doing this. A man of the people, truly. Angel, do we have the image up of him in the McDonald's?
No, not yet. That one. The first image. He knows what I'm talking about. The first image, which it's there, right? Is it? coming. Yeah. We've got it's it already okay. there. I think that people forget that Donald Trump is the president of the forgotten people of America. It's not you, Mike Cernovich. It's not you, Ben Shapiro. It's not the elitist little country Republicans. No, it has always been the people. For example, like the people in Ohio, the people that you guys see on the screen, this type of people, the poor whites, the people whose jobs have been taken away to China, the people that Washington, D.C. has forgotten about. Those are the Trump supporters. Yep. What's the fat, the dude, Mike, the liberal movie producer? Oh, that he God, made a video communist. About this. He made a video about
yes,
this.
Yes, he did make a video about this.
He predicted
this.
That Trump was going to win. And he made a oh video of the what forgotten people of America.
What
These are those people. Okay. That's what the Twitter elitists forget about. That it's not about them. It's not about your Republican that is making $250,000 a year and gets to travel to the Florida Keys. It's not you. That's not who elected Donald Trump. It was the forgotten people of America. And that is why it was so important for them to see the real president supporting them. And it was so disgusting to go on Twitter today and see little people like Anomaly with this little whiny voice complaining about Donald Trump. Oh, he gave him expired water. Oh, he just gave him McDonald's and blaming him for the trail derangement. Because the new narrative by the anti-Trump left and right is that Donald Trump reversed back some Obama BS law. And because he reversed back that law, The train
derailed, guys. The train derailed because of Donald Trump in East Palestine. Everything is Donald Trump's fault. I didn't even know that bitch as Anomaly was bitching about McDonald's and the water.
He was definitely bitching about it. Absolutely, absolutely.
Such a piece of shit.
He was bitching about it. He was crying. Bill Mitchell was crying about it. Everybody's crying about it. The other ones were avoiding it. Some other ones were saying that it was a photo op. It's really unfortunate that they can't just be happy for these people.
Well, particularly when you understand that they are truly forgotten right now. The president is quite literally in Ukraine right now, ignoring completely the situation in Ohio. And to have Donald Trump be the president, the person that's out there right now, and have people in conservative media, alt media, not recognize mm-hmm. that goes miles in showing to you guys what we've been talking about for the last couple of months, which is that there is an active psyop to hijack MAGA from Donald Trump. There Absolutely. Is zero reason why a conservative person that voted for Donald Trump in 2020, 2016 would not be praising exactly what he's doing right now that he doesn't have to do. I know that there's a lot of people that live under the delusion that Donald Trump, who's not currently president of the United States, somehow owes all Americans to fix all of America, even though they cheated him out of the presidency. I know that there's so many people that truly feel that way, but here's the truth. He's rich as shit. He's got a hot ass model wife. He's got 100 hotels with 1,000 golf courses. He doesn't need to do anything for you, for me, for this country. He could retire, live his life, never have to do anything for the American people again. And time again, he chooses to put himself in front of the fire for us to go out there, even running for president alone. Why would he do that if it isn't for his love of this country and for his love and what he feels that he needs to do to protect us as Americans? So, you know, the usual.
Can we see that image, that video of Trump that we found, please? So that, and there's no going back. You're absolutely right. It's one of those things where I tell Bala on the phone, I'm like, sometimes I wish that Trump would actually just quit. And a lot of Americans deserve another 4 years of Biden. And you guys know how insane I am, so I would laugh. I would genuinely laugh. I've said it before. I would enjoy it, and I would watch them cry themselves to sleep. So here's Trump with his Trump water bottles, because obviously that was also a problem. If you have a hotel, it's kind of like my gym. When I go to Legacy, the owner has his branded water bottles, so it's just normal standard. We've gone to the Trump, it's branded water bottles. But of course, to these losers and haters, that was also a problem. Oh, Trump never misses the opportunity to brand his stuff. Well, shit, it's free product that he's taking from his properties to take to these people. And then here we have him, a man of the people, passing out MAGA hats at McDonald's. Everybody knows that Trump loves McDonald's. Everybody knows that when he took the football players over to the White House, we know that he gave them a big platter of McDonald's. He says he knows the menu more than anybody else, more than the people that work there. He's a simple man who's rich and does live a lavish lifestyle, but that is just, he's an American man. He loves his hamburgers. Like, what is the problem? What's the problem with that? People were crying about it too. Oh, it has pesticides. It has this. It has that. Listen, I'm not a McDonald's person, but every once in a while, I'll have a Big Mac and enjoy it.
And he does. That's my thing. And I love to see him in the McDonald's and in his little MAGA hat and talking to the people ordering off the value menu. Like, that's awesome. That's what makes him Trump. That's what makes him freaking awesome. Yeah. I'm honestly 20 seconds years old that I found out that a nominee was saying that the water was expired.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's
He, first of all, you built your entire platform on first supporting Donald Trump up until 2020, and then you maintained your platform while every single last one of us was shadow banned, removed, taken down, banned. You kept your platform shitting on Trump. It's been 3 years, bro. Let it go. 3 years of the same grift. Trump this and Trump that. It's like this guy will blame Trump for every single thing, and he claims to be so fucking woke about the system and they're trying to take us down and the globalists. And why don't you focus on the entire problem? If you really think that Trump is a part of the problem, you're not going to tell me that he's the only problem. But no. Why? Because it's a great grift. As long as you're talking shit about Donald Trump, the media company, the tech companies are not going to take your pages down. You're not going to get demonetized. You're going to get to become talking your shit and having your platform and growing your followers. As long as you continue to talk about Donald Trump, it's time to let it go, Anomaly. Please,
this is what he said.
We're concerned for your health, honestly.
I honestly think he should be medicated. Him, Pedro, Cernovich, like, you guys need to be medicated. Like, seek help and get medicated. This is what he said. People are so stupid. In this country, you can literally do nothing to fix train infrastructure. When in power, hate corruption, hire Mitch McConnell's wife, hire lobbyist shows, ha ha ha, and then show up with McDonald's years later and people think they're on your side. Why do you care? Why do you care?
I just feel like,
why do you care?
Pointing out, like, why isn't he talking shit about the Sanders like he should be? Since the party's like putting him up, like, isn't he worried about globalists?
He goes, I'm done arguing with people on social media. I'm gonna make my videos, do my takes and bounce. So many people are trapped in the algorithm. I can't consume this loop anymore. But that's what I've been saying, though. That's what I've been saying about Twitter. That's why I don't really want to go back on Twitter. I don't want to go back on Twitter because I know it's the same circle of conservatives crying and talking every day and over-exaggerating and doing all these things in the culture war. That's why I don't care to go back on Twitter. I'm going to be honest with you because of that reason. So he's not wrong in that sense. What?
Someone wrote, Angel, you're going to want to get the camera on Linda for this one. We have AJ Whitfield in the comments ask, what are your thoughts on Bryson Gray?
I hate him. I hate him.
Tell the class, Linda.
I hate him. I hate him. Chryson, you're right. He's Chryson Gray, still selling MAGA gear in his store. This guy was crying about models or Insta girls. And listen, I agree. There's some girls that go, honestly, my gym is not that bad. There's a lot of athletic people in Legacy.
Well, we're in Miami.
So, yeah, I know. But even like in terms of like really hoish, it's not that bad because very athletic people. But there is the girls that literally go with paces to the gym that I'm like, girl, like your titties are going to pop off. However, this guy's sitting here crying about like Insta models or whatever. And meanwhile, he posts a picture that following day that says, make America straight again. And he goes, oh, I don't know why everyone's looking at me at the airport, because you want attention. We saw him. You weren't with me at the Kanye West concert.
No, I did. I saw him at the Kanye West
all
concert.
All in red. Hot. It was already super hot in Miami. Yeah. He's wearing all MAGA out, all red out. You want attention. So don't sit here and think that just because that girl has a vagina, that's the only reason why she wants attention. You crave attention all the time. And you cry every single day. This guy had the audacity to say that reversing Roe v. Wade was not one of the biggest wins for Christians in this country. If you talk to the people that I've been fundraising for, the Heartbeat of Miami, that we've been fundraising for, they're going to tell you that this is a win that Christians have been fighting for the last 50 years. So here comes Chryson Gray to say that no, that's irrelevant. That's not a win. That's not a win for Trump. That's not a win for MAGA. Are you effing kidding me? This guy put 3 Supreme Court justices, which, by the way, I know that a lot of people give a lot of heat to the 3 Supreme Court justices. I haven't because I just, I'm a little bit more like, they're just justices. It is what it is. Like, they're not there to be my conservative activist. I don't have the same views with the conservatives when it comes to that. But at the end of the day, like, they are good justices. This is a huge win. And you have the audacity to say that it's not, because you just want to be a contrarian and just want to, like,
shit
on Trump. Well,
that's what it is that that, and it's the frustrating part. It's like, all right, I get it. You want to move on from Trump. Nobody's keeping you here. So move on. Mm-hmm. What's keeping you here? Why now the need to become Donald Trump's biggest opposition?
Why?
Why?
Because it's a grift.
Particularly with Bryson. You have a career because of Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. You have a career because you put on an oversized MAGA hat and Donald Trump. Literally. Yeah. That's your entire, you have that moment to thank for it. So I can't imagine, you know, we talked a lot of time about our background in, like, corporate America. Mm. And I've left companies where I had been at for a long time, and I always left in good terms, but it was clearly time to move on. When I left, I didn't shit on the people who promoted me. I didn't shit on the people who wrote me recommendation letters, or people who wanted the best for me and were wishing me luck as I moved on. It doesn't make any sense to me that somebody would build their entire career. Bryson is the epitome of cringe because he still has MAGA merch in his store right now. You're handed, he put food in your family's table. MAGA put food in your family's table. It fed your wife, fed your kids, put a roof over your head, got you on iTunes, turned you into at least a common name in conservative circles where people respected you. And now you're going to turn around and, like Linda said, to be a contrarian, now you're just going to shit on Donald Trump? It's unnecessary. You could move on. Your new grift doesn't have to be shitting on Donald Trump. And definitely not shitting on Donald Trump's supporters because they refuse to follow this new path that you've chosen for yourself.
Cold 45 for life.
I think we're gonna
make Cold 45 a merch, because the same way that we embraced being called fascists by Antifa goons, and by the way, you called me a fascist and then I put your friends in jail, the same way that you guys did that is the same way that we're gonna be. You called us a cult, we're gonna turn into a cult. So don't try us. Stop trying Trump supporters. That we're very nice people. We're really nice people. Okay, don't try us. Thank you so much, American Advocate Latino. He says, because those two justices are Second Amendment, got a huge win, and why in Cali crying right now? Yeah, it's true.
It's absolutely true. They can cry all they want. Mm-hmm. It was a huge win, and it was monumental, guys. Mm-hmm. Like, overturning Roe v. Wade is something that has been ongoing for how long? Over 40 years at this point?
50. 40, 50 it was 50
years.
Ask any pro-life, like Bryson is just an online personality. Bryson is not one of these Christians that has been fighting for this. I know, like, I spent 3 hours last week at that pro-life center. 3 hours with these women that have been actually saving babies. 60,000 babies have been saved by these women from Heartbeat of Miami. 60,000 with very little resources, because guess what? Latinos are cheap. Latinos are cheap. It's so embarrassing that we have so much money in this city and there's not someone that's saying, here's $10,000. Listen, maybe not you and I. Maybe you and I can say, we're going to become a $5 donor. We're going to, every quarter, maybe we'll give you $100, whatever it is. But there are people with so much money in the city. And the lady's like, look, I'm going to be honest with you. It's mostly the white folks that don't live in Miami who contribute the most money. You know how embarrassing
that
is? Nobody
in this city.
You know how embarrassing?
Meanwhile, if you guys are not from Miami, everybody's driving around in a designer car. Everybody's driving around with a designer bag on, their nice Rolex on, but they can't find the means to be able to provide and give back to their community, which is so important. And even if you can't in the form of money, your time is so valuable. Mm-hmm. If you really don't have money, that is fine. You don't need to contribute your money. If you're scared of everyone being a grifter or whatnot because you can't be sure, then don't donate your money.
You can
donate your time, clothes. They need baby needs. They need baby wipes. They need diapers. They need all of these things.
You can Amazon. I asked her. You can Amazon baby diapers. You can Amazon worn clothes. I asked my friend Stephanie that she just had a baby to put the clothes aside of the baby so I can take it there. Yeah. That is so helpful. There are so many parents. And the other thing too is that so many people say, oh, these centers, like, you guys make the women keep the baby, and then the babies, what are you going to do after? Well, that's the thing. They help you with material goods after the children are born. But That's great that. Cause.
We'll actually put the link under the video so that if you guys are interested in making a donation to Heartbeat of Miami, an organization that we hold very dear to our heart here in our community, mm-hmm. you guys can go ahead and make some time, maybe send some baby wipes or anything, not necessarily sending money, or even donating some of your time could be helpful.
Yeah. Shout out to David Berg. Thank you so much. A huge contribution for us. This pays for our podcast. This pays for Angel's
Time.
Thank
you, David.
We really appreciate it.
Hostias, joder, hombre. He's Spaniard. Se me salió.
She says, Spaniard living in the Florida panhandle. Love this podcast and hope you can make it your full-time gig. Trump Catalina 2024.
I'm here for it.
Let's go. Reina, yes, we can do that. Just remind us tomorrow and I'll give it to you. I don't have it right now and don't want to interrupt the show, but I'll certainly help you guys with that. Moving on, we have news from our favorite black supremacists. Our favorite black Israelite, Kanye West, Mr. Ye, formerly known as Kanye West, is back in the picture. We finally got a hold of what Kanye has been up to, and he has reached a deal with Adidas. So if you don't remember, Kanye got canceled because he's anti-Semitic and pissed off our Jewish brothers and sisters, and because they have absolutely no power in anything. However, he lost $2 billion in one day over one tweet. After that happened, he got every single contract canceled, Adidas, Balenciaga, everything else. And what ended up happening was that there was all this inventory that Adidas still had. They had, like, I don't know how many millions or billions of dollars worth of Yeezys. And so they realize, like, holy crap, you know, Kanye West, like Trump, has a cult. For example, I'm part of that cult. And these people are not going to buy Yeezy merch without Kanye. And so Kanye basically won, because the first thing is that he wanted to get out of the contract, right? And number two, he wanted to negotiate something that I can't remember what it is exactly right now. It was like some royalties or whatever. And now they said, okay.
And the design, the ownership of the design.
And the design, right. But now they've reached a deal, and we don't know what that deal is yet, but it will include selling the rest of the inventory that Adidas had in hand that they were not going to be able to sell without Kanye West or Ye. Formerly known as Kanye West.
When you really look at what it was that he did, he's a genius. Mm-hmm. A lot of people started paying attention, of course, when he goes the DEF CON mm-hmm. on Twitter. But the truth of the matter is that he had been trying to get out of these bad contracts for quite some time leading up to that mm-hmm. tweet. And he hasn't really tried to make it sound like it's been anything other than strategy, where he was like, well, I know that if I say these really controversial things, they're going to have no choice but to drop me. Mm-hmm. And he did. He got out of all of these very unfair contracts that had ownership, proprietary ownership over his ideas, his concepts. And he got out of them with one tweet. And he's made mention of that. So to have Adidas come back to the table and tell him, hey, we want to talk to you about figuring out a deal so that we can get rid of this merchandise is a huge step. I'd love to see if the ADL crybabies are going to go crying Adidas. And start crying. I was like, how can you take Adidas back?
To go on Twitter.
Same way that they're all losing it, that like all of the lights was like up on the football game. I mean, it's just so great to see free speech live. I know that people, I know that crybabies feel like free hate speech isn't free speech, or the speech that criticizes any group or class isn't free speech, but it truly is. And this is a huge win for free speech.
Yeah.
So where are we at with
our desgraciado of the week?
Yes, desgraciado of the week. All right, guys, before we move on to the desgraciado of the week, please make sure to support us with a like. Smash that subscribe button if you're not already. Share it. Turn on your notifications. You help us get on the algorithm. And always remember, the super chats are appreciated. We are self-funded. We are trying to find a way of making this our full-time job and bringing you more content. So the more help we get from you, the easier it becomes for us to be able to do that. Let's move on to the desgraciado of the week.
¿Qué pasa, el desgraciado? I fucking lose.
She cracks me up every single time.
The disgrace of the week.
Every single time. All right, guys. So this week's Desgraciado of the week coming out of... Oh, wait, hold on. Where's my inbox here?
I have it.
I was trying to remember the
Sam. His name is Sam.
No, the fashion designer's name.
Oh, okay. So if you guys didn't see, I mean, I posted it on my story. If you guys did not see, one of Biden's, what is he? He's like an official. He was part of his Department of like Energy or something like that. This freak that you guys may see on the screen right now.
Sam Britton.
Is he on the screen?
There we go. There he is.
Sam Britton was caught a few months ago
cross-dressing
and stealing someone's luggage out of the airport. But that's not all. This week we find
there was two different incidents where he stole the luggage from airport, just took it right from the conveyor belt that goes around and just walked out of the airport with somebody else's luggage. He's had to step down from his position because of the chaos that it's created. It is true. There's no denying it. But like Linda was saying, this week a new victim has emerged.
Yeah. So he's going to put it on the screen right now so you guys can read the tweet. She is an African designer. I can't pronounce her name and I don't want to butcher her name. However, what she did tell
Asia
us.
Asia Kasman? I would have said Asia Kasman. No? No?
Asia? I don't know. It's on the screen right now. But the point is that she had her bag. She lost her bag back in 2018. And I guess she realized after seeing pictures of him online that this is what she said. My name is Asia, I don't know how to say it, Tanzanian fashion designer based in Houston, Texas. I lost my bag in 2018 in DCA. Recently, I heard on Fox News about Sam Britton luggage issues. Surprisingly, I found his images, wore my custom made outfit switch, was in a lost bag in 2018. And there's actually a few pictures of him because it's not just this red outfit. He took the whole bag.
The whole luggage.
So he has jewelry that he stole from this woman. He has all these African, and I was wondering, I'm like, those
the
are
African
very weird.
Garb, yeah. Bro. He's wearing all this like traditional African garb designed by this poor woman for her African inspired fashion shows. And dude's just out here with his bald ass head parading it around in his size 13 heels or whatever the hell it is that he wears. Like, it's just no big deal. With paparazzi following him around in the coffee shop, no big deal, public events, cameras everywhere, and dude is straight up chilling in his African garb that he stole off some lady's bag.
Literally.
Now, here's the part that we can't see. What is he doing with the underwear?
Oh, shit.
I hadn't even considered that.
I never thought about that.
What is he doing with the underwear? I mean, let's just go back to the basic of the basis of the conversation is that when this guy is first named as he's named as part of the Biden administration, kind of the reaction was like, what the fuck are we living in? Like, this is the image that personifies the entire Biden administration and the clown show that we're currently living under.
Let's be honest here. You shouldn't hire... Or there should be nobody in a position of power that cross-dressers. I don't care how that sounds. I don't care if your father does that behind closed doors. You should not hire anybody. I went to Coral Reef. It was a magnet school. And I was in a business and finance program. And every single month we had, I think it was like business dress-up day or whatever. And basically they taught us the principles of an ethical, whatever, what to wear when you got hired. And they were very strict about it. And you would either get an A or a B or a D, depending on what you wore. So for women, if you were gonna wear a pencil skirt, it obviously had to be like below the knee, and then you had to have a dress shirt, and then you had to have your blazer, and your nails had to be of a neutral color. So they were very strict about it because they were teaching us how to dress for the future, for going into a corporate career. And now you have a freak of nature, part of the administration. And we also have the other transgender woman. What's her name? Rachel Levine. So it's a freak show.
Well,
and this is,
you know what it is. And this is part of the reason. The reason why when you enter corporate, they tell you that you got to wear your skirt a certain length, that you got to cover up, that you have to dress professionally, is because it becomes a distraction to your work. Mm-hmm. And what bigger distraction than
a man?
Like cross-dressing is meant to cause attention. Mm-hmm. It's a man dressed up and in female clothing, high heels, makeup. It is a distraction. So it takes away from your abilities. And people will say like, oh, well, this is how I identify. Well, guess what? When I was in my 20s, I identified as a girl in a freaking miniskirt, and I didn't go to work in miniskirts either. Speaking of miniskirts, because this is the problem with these conversations. I want to go back. We've had this talk before. It still lives in my head rent-free. Yeah. The woodshop teacher in Canada with the giant prosthetic breast, and he wears that, and I understand that that's the story. But you know what really grinds my gears? That absolutely no one is talking about the fact that this guy is also in that school wearing Daisy Dukes. He's in that school wearing the shortest shorts possible, and I don't know. I guess I've never seen a teacher wearing short shorts other than maybe a PE male teacher. So I don't know. Seems like that could potentially be unsafe in a woodshop class. So I know that everybody's very focused on the prosthetic breast, but to me, it's just as disturbing the lack of, I guess, fairness across the board, because it goes back to the argument that we've made before about like the drag queen story hour. Mm-hmm. Why can't these drag queens show up dressed as Mrs. Doubtfire? Why can't they show up dressed up appropriately, like a teacher and, you know, a little white wig or a little cardigan? They don't. It's all about the attention and the over-sexualization of it.
So the first thing is shout out to Masha, our Russian friend. Oh. She's here.
Damn, love Maria. Bring the Russian
vodka. We had Russian vodka, but we didn't drink it. We're not drinking. So shout out to Masha. She's always supporting us. Thank you so much for being here tonight. And also, Stacy, you're always here. Thank you so much. She says, saludos de Mexico. Oh, I love Mexico. I'm with the family, taking a break from the clown of the motherland. I have to stop by and say, keep up the good work. I will need to figure out how to send you a botella. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. We have a P.O. box, so DM us, and I'll give it to you. Thank you so much. I'm a huge tequila drinker, by the way.
And so am I. Yes.
And so is Bella, so we would greatly appreciate
it's
that.
It's our drink of choice, actually. So anything that you give us with tequila on it, we will absolutely take it. I might take it here on the show.
I did have to tell you, Bella, that this week there were pictures of the teacher without any of the prosthetics or just without any of the drag or Daisy Duke. So we go back to the theory that is pretty much like somebody that's trolling the world. So that's the theory. It's that he's not actually a mentally ill person with prosthetics and doing that, but he's trying to see how far he can take clown world, because they caught him.
I can
see
that.
They caught him in the street.
Secretly one of us.
Right, one of us. So he's in the street, normal, dressed like a man, no wig, no nothing, no titties out, just a normal dude, and he didn't know that he was being filmed. So I'm pretty sure that he's actually somebody that's trolling us and not dress and doesn't actually dress like that. So, yeah.
Oh, shocker. One of ours is trolling. I mean, I could totally see that happening because it's just so bizarro.
Yeah, absolutely.
So bizarro.
Guys, we talk about the parallel economy all the time. We talk about staying away from woke businesses. We have businesses sponsoring drag shows for kids. We have businesses paying for abortions. We have businesses kicking out conservatives like Sephora with the Mandem Ensing. So today, I bring you a solution to that, and that is Public Square, Public SQ. And that is America's marketplace. So Public Square was born out of the idea of what I just told you. Every corporation has gone woke, and we need to shop with our values. So Public Square connects pro-America people to pro-America businesses. Download the app. Angel's putting it. Is it right there? It is right there. Download the app. You guys, it's actually amazing, because I'm always really scared with conservatives in technology and apps, being that Parler and everything else is really crappy. But listen to this. You download it for free. You don't have to pay any fees. And it's going to give you all these different businesses that have been pre-approved and also selected, because you have to agree to their 10 core values, which includes we are, you know, the United States, a constitution, medical freedom, which is very important. And then you get to shop with your values and put your dollars where your mouth is. So when I downloaded it, I said, let me look to see how many businesses are signed up in Miami. And I was shocked. I'm not going to lie to you. I was shocked because I found even Johnson's Firearms, which is where I got my first gun, where I got my my gun certificate. I'm putting my business in there as well tomorrow. So if you are a business owner, if you have a service, if you're a lawyer, if you're a teacher, if you're a tutor, it doesn't matter. It could be offline or online. It's not just for online and businesses. And not just
for business owners. It's also for consumers. For example, last month, Linda got an oil change from some random guy on the internet that totally messed up her car. Had she gone into Public Square, maybe she would have found a Patriot that would have had all the screws that you needed for your car.
Absolutely. So download the app on the Apple Store, public.sq, and you guys will see there slash Wake Up With Linda, and you will be able to see all the businesses that you can support and also network. And by the way, most businesses have a discount code for 10, 20, whatever percent that they want. So yeah, that's how we get to fight back against Clown World.
And also you guys help us out in the process when you download using the Wake Up With Linda link, guys. So thank you for that. All right. Oh, 104 people in the chat. Thanks, guys. I'm so glad that you're here. Now we're going to get into the really juicy stuff.
This is where you guys want to listen to all the juice. And by the way, I'm sick and tired of going on my Instagram and trying to give people the juice and then the cheese, the tea, and then people coming back to me and crying and saying that I'm against the governor and all these things. We've been very clear about our support for the governor, but we're also clear about the fact that we don't like shady business, that we're researchers, that we're people, that Bella and I will spend hours on the phone looking at financials, looking at things that nobody else is looking into.
No one else will look at.
And let's begin.
So
where do we begin?
Guys, for quite some time now, we've been trying to warn you and prepare you for the fact, and of course, taking all the arrows in the process, that Ron DeSantis is going to be running for president in 2024. We've been telling you guys that he's been running a shadow presidential campaign for the last probably about a year and a half. Donald Trump actually showed great control when he didn't call him out prior to the midterm elections of 2022 and after Florida was secured. Now that Florida has been secured, Governor Ron DeSantis has been selected as governor for the next 4 years. Cat's out of the bag. And every single day, more and more things come out to make it more obvious. Now, we've been talking about this probably for about the last 4 months, four months now, and we've gotten a lot of heat for it. It's okay. We're used to it. This is what happens. We say the truth. People call us extremists, liars, or whatnot. 3 months later, the truth comes out, and then nobody apologizes. We're used to it. But we're still going to come back for our told you souls. Anyways, this week, news has broken. It actually seemed to have been a bit of a wake-up call for a lot of people. Ron DeSantis is going to be hosting a fundraiser in Trump country, Palm Beach, Florida, with influencers and mega donors that were former Trump supporters.
Mm-hmm. So let me rewind a little bit, because we have been holding on to a lot of information, mostly because we realize two things. The first thing is that if we come out and we give you all this info, we're going to get all the heat that's going to say, well, I saw you guys supporting DeSantis. I saw you doing this. I saw you doing that. And the reality is that we were also fooled. You know, we were also played. And although we still find him to be a good governor. We still stand by him. We still support him. The reality is that there has been a lot of shady business that we had no idea. The first thing is that he has recruited all these influencers. There really were never MAGA influencers, including Dave Rubin. Mm-hmm. Actually, can you put up that picture, Angel, so that they get to see who the influencers are? The picture's there. Do you guys see it? These are some of the influencers that his communications team has recruited to be on Team DeSantis and also be media surrogates. So you guys will see that, for example, Dave Rubin, he's going to go on Fox News and talk about how great Florida is and how great it is, you know, the governor and his policies. I think you also have Lisa Booth in that picture. That is another Fox News person personality. You have Benny Johnson. Yeah. You have the other lady in the black. I forgot her name right now. I know she's a Jewish Fox News panelist, I believe, as well. And these are just some of the influencers.
Shit. Somebody just wrote in the comments, DeSantis was by my house. I live in Illinois. Where hasn't he been this week?
He's been, yeah.
He's been in New York. He's been everywhere. In Chicago. He's literally been everywhere. But don't worry, guys. Yeah. Don't worry.
Rob Smith
he's
is
not
another
running
one.
Against Donald Trump. Right. He's just out here doing a countrywide tour for right. absolutely no reason and talking about his new book deal and going out there to talk to cop organizations. I'm sure it's nothing, guys. Don't worry. He's totally going to support Donald Trump in 2024.
So Benny Johnson as well. We have actually a screenshot, but we're not going to show you guys today of his wife, Benny Johnson's wife, supporting Ron DeSantis for governor. Rob Smith has also jumped off the MAGA train in supporting Benny Johnson. Surprisingly, Charlie Kirk is actually sticking by Donald Trump for now. Everybody at the Daily Wire, all the gays against groomers, Fox News, The Blaze, pretty much everybody against Donald Trump.
It's interesting because a lot of these people are the people that started getting on my nerves past January 6th.
Right, right. So that is the first thing that we got to tell you is that those are the influencers. If you start seeing these people, especially like the guy in the tan, on the right hand side with the tan, what is it called? Blazer. Okay, that guy writes for Newsmax. So if you go and you see all these things, Newsweek, he writes for Newsweek. So if you start seeing all these things coming from Newsweek that is very pro DeSantis, anti-Trump, you're gonna, Newsweek, now you know New why.
Post, we've got, well, I mean, let's talk about all of it. We got, right. We know that Project Veritas, for those of you that have not been keeping up, I've been documenting this on Truth Social. So we know that James O'Keefe has been removed from Project Veritas by the board of Project Veritas. There is a rumor that started circulating shortly after that he had been removed because he had been working on a story about Ron DeSantis while he was a professor in a college mm-hmm. and potentially being involved in some situations with underage students. Mm-hmm. Christina Bob. Right? It's Bob yes. or Hob. Mm-hmm. Christina Bob, former attorney for Donald Trump, finds this story on Twitter and actually confirms that she does believe it to be true. We posted a video of Matthew Terman, board member of Project Veritas, just last week at an open mic. They were kind of having this open house on a podcast where he goes off on an unhinged tangent.
Unhinged,
completely unhinged about how anybody who wants to continue to be a loser and continue to lose should vote for Donald Trump, that he's sick and tired of losing, that he's going to go and get behind Ron DeSantis.
And that he only has the cutards.
Oh, that he only has the cutard. Hey, listen here. That at least Donald Trump has got the cutard vote secured. It's so demeaning the way that they speak about us for continuing to support Donald Trump that it's very reminiscent of how the left spoke about us for mm-hmm. supporting Trump in 2020, only that this time it's coming from our own people. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of people in the comments that they're like, oh no, not Benny Johnson. Mm-hmm. Benny Johnson can go lick a squirrel's nutsack since January 6th mm-hmm. when Patriots were still at the Capitol and he took to his Instagram live to say that he disavowed every single Patriot that was there in January 6th, that was not his party. They didn't represent him. He made a very clear distinction that he did not stand with Patriots, that was not anybody that represented him. He disavowed them and he called everybody who was there on January 6th a bunch of idiots that cost the election. See, somehow in Benny Johnson's imagination, had Patriots not been in D.C. on January 6th, somehow the election was going to get magically overturned. And the only reason why that didn't happen is because us idiot people, Patriots over in January 6th, Patriots. That he disavows, ruined that for him.
Violence at the Capitol, I disavow.
Actually, very similar to the message that Rob Smith had right after J6.
Absolutely.
Same thing, disavowing. And now, coincidentally, when you look back at the fact that Ron DeSantis' statement about January 6th is actually that the people that were there should be punished to the fullest extent of the law. For those of you that are unaware, more than 60% of all J6 defendants are Floridians. So, I don't know, you'd think that the governor might have more to say than just punish them to the fullest extent of the law. Also worth pointing out that Ron DeSantis has actually shown zero support for Donald Trump since November of 2020.
Yeah.
Find one clip. Yeah.
He can't even name him. It's like Voldemort. He talks about Trump like it's literally lower Voldemort. He does not mention his name. Even when he was talking about the Russian collusion stuff, he wouldn't say Donald Trump. He said it's totally unfair that people get to disparage people's names, yada, yada, yada. This is what we're going to do. But, you know, the situation here that I think has a lot of people upset is the deception that it's just Trump hitting at, it's just Trump calling him names, it's just Trump going after him for no reason at all. And here's the reality. When you have a shadow campaign, when you have a group of influencers like we just showed you, when you have the entire right-wing media and left-wing media establishment and even independent media outlets like Florida's Voice News and also the Florida Standard by Will Witt, when you have everybody on your side, you don't need to take a jab at Donald Trump to his face. All you need to do is have the people do it for you. And that is exactly what is going on. When we say this to people and when we've said this is what's actually happening behind the scenes, people are still like, well, he shouldn't call him names, this and this and that. That is your enemy now. That is a person that wants to dethrone you and take away what you're supposed to go after. Okay, Donald Trump gave this man a career. Okay, all of a sudden, you have all these people, especially the people defending DeSantis or pushing DeSantis for 2024, saying that he was a great congressman, that he did this, he did that. Let's be honest, nobody knew Ron DeSantis before Donald Trump told us to vote for him. I was at that first rally. I have pictures on the floor with me in a selfie and Ron DeSantis in the back because Donald Trump told me and everybody on that stage that came to see him, not Ron DeSantis, to vote for him. Okay, so I know that before that man gave him a career, what would Ron DeSantis be doing now if it wasn't for Donald Trump?
Oh, he certainly wouldn't. He would have been a consultant. Be in a position to hijack
he would have been a consultant because he wasn't even famous enough to make it into Fox News. He would have been a consultant or God knows what, or maybe been a lawyer. I think he went to law school at Harvard.
Hold on, I gotta say something.
What?
American Advocate writes, Ron made Florida blood red, though. I'm so confused. Let me explain to you why you're so confused. Because Ron did not make Florida red. Florida has some of the most activated activists in the entire country. Activism made Florida red. Mm-hmm. The governor has been exceptionally smart and calculated in capitalizing on the efforts of activists.
But there's more to that.
There's
the map that he thinned, all the people that moved in.
Oh, well, yeah. We're talking about the moving, which I'll go off on that too, because it's something that I actually posted about on my Truth Social. But it's important to understand that when you see a flip like what happened in Miami-Dade, when you see a win like the Miami-Dade school board becomes the biggest conservative body in the entire country, that's not Ron DeSantis, despite the fact that Ron DeSantis did give his endorsement to candidates. That's the work of activists down here. So Ron DeSantis has been a good governor. Hold on now. Nobody said he was a bad governor. He's been a good governor, but that's usually how controlled opposition works, right? You're supposed to like them. You're supposed to trust them until they can take you right to that edge and then stop you from going any further than that. So yes, he has helped. Now, to Linda's point, there has been part of this pro DeSantis campaign is all of these people are fleeing to Florida. Florida's the state to be. We have to thank Ron DeSantis and his legislation for that. No, we don't. People have been moving to Florida for decades. Why wouldn't they? Let's just talk about the common sense. It's never over 40 degrees here. The coldest it will ever get in Florida is 40 degrees down here. Yeah. Why wouldn't anybody move down here? In fact, doctors have been telling senior citizens to move to warmer climates since the beginning of time. That's why people retire to Florida.
That's why we have snowbirds. I mean, we've always had
snowbirds. That's why we have it. Literally, arthritis has done more for people moving to Florida than Ron DeSantis has.
Yeah. And to be fair, obviously, he was a lot better when it came to the pandemic, right? He was a lot better in be more proactive and trying to help citizens. It wasn't perfect, but it was a lot better than other states. The people are also moving here because of the crime. You understand? Because of crime. It's like when Christian Walker moved here, the restrictions had already been lifted from LA. But the reality is that it was a night where he woke up to a shooting and in West Hollywood or wherever he lived at, it was a very expensive place, along with other friends of mine who moved here because either A, the pandemic, they wanted to get away, or B, because of the crimes that the crime rates in places like New York, in places like California. And the other part as well is the cost of living, That's something that Trump said this week, as well as taxes. If you have a small business, you want to move your business to Florida because it's a tax-friendly state, right? If you want a lower cost of living, you want to move to a state like Florida. That's also why other states like Tennessee have people moving in there. You have a bunch of conservatives.
I mean, especially, that's why they're moving out of the liberal states. Yeah. Like New York and California alone, the taxes, the state taxes alone will come bankrupt you. Why wouldn't you come to Florida with zero state income tax?
So I mean, let's
logically, and that's not something Ron DeSantis did, guys. Right. That's just the beautiful gift of Florida, along with the beaches and the beautiful Latina women.
So this week we found out that he's going to be at the Four Seasons, only a Four Seasons in Palm Beach, only a few miles away from Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago state. I believe tonight Trump was also meeting on a very private dinner with a few mega donors. Now there's been a bunch of mega donors who have walked away from Donald Trump. They don't see him as a viable candidate anymore. But it's not just that. But Donald Trump also messed with some of his businesses. I'll give you the perfect example. We were looking at some of the donors that have jumped ship from Trump to DeSantis. And I can't remember the guy off the top of my head. But he's a big energy donor from the energy sector. And he donates to all these climate change causes. He donated to Trump back in 2020 and I believe in 2016. But what ended up happening was that when Trump pulled away from the Paris Accord agreement, he got really pissed because he's a huge climate change believer and a huge climate change supporter. So he said, Donald Trump doesn't understand the environment. Pulling out of the Paris Accord agreement was a terrible, terrible mistake. And something that people don't understand is that, or don't know, is that because the media is controlled for Ron DeSantis, is that very recently he signed a piece of legislation here in Florida. He spent like $60 million on a Green New Deal. The Green New Deal that AOC was proposing a bunch of times and that we all hated because it was a waste of money, and also because climate change is it's cringe, and I don't know if I can even say it's not real, but you know what I'm talking about. DeSantis did that for Florida not too long ago, and nobody batted an eye. Nobody batted an eye. Nobody cared that this guy spent I don't know how many millions of dollars on green energy and green cars and buses and all this stuff. Now, listen, I agree with some of the stuff that he's done for the environment, for the Everglades particular, for Biscayne Bay here in Miami. But that is very different than wasting a bunch of money on green electric vehicles that we definitely want to stay away from, right? And so there's those type of donors that are walking away from Trump. There's another donor. He's one of the main also supporters or main investors from TikTok. Now you have all these conservatives who are crying about TikTok. You guys know I support TikTok for businesses in particularly, maybe not personal, maybe not wasting your time on TikTok, but I do believe that if you can make money off of it, you should definitely utilize it. So this guy, I think his name is like Brian Wise or Brian something. Now he's a big donor for Ron DeSantis. Now this guy also during the 2022 midterms donated all this money against MAGA candidates. Okay, so he has been trying to sabotage Trump for a while now, right? So when they say Trump lost, Trump did this, Trump did that, you know, we're not looking into what was going on during midterms and how the people that sabotaged Trump's candidates, like Doug Mastriano over in Pennsylvania and the other people, those are now on DeSantis' camp. So it's going to be 3 days over in Palm Beach. You're going to have all this, you're going to have all these mega donors that Ron DeSantis is courting. And he's been on a whole week, this entire week, he has been on a book tour. When I was pressing Brandon Leslie, if you guys saw my story this week, I was pressing Brandon Leslie from the Florida's Voice News, because that's pretty much an extension of his communications PR team. I was asking them who was paying for the governor's book tour. And he said, why do you care? It's on his own time. It's not taxpayers' dollars. Well, buddy, he's going on Fox News TV. His press secretary is posting about it. So even if you say it's not on taxpayers' money, I want to know why he's doing that. I want to understand why it is that he's supposed to be working for us and he hasn't been, he's out there doing a mini campaign tour. This upcoming week, he's going to be talking here in Miami Beach and Hallandale, I believe, or in Surfside with Ben Shapiro as well.
We should go and just stand outside with a list, taking names.
No, no, like we should Antifa go and see what it is going on. The other thing is that Will Witt, you guys know, tell me in the chat if you guys know who Will Witt from PragerU is. Will Witt was recruited by DeSantis mega donors so he could start a pro-DeSantis propaganda publication called the Florida Standard. We found out that a couple of months ago, it's been kept pretty quiet, and nobody is pointing it out, because the other thing about conservative influencers, if you've seen, they've mostly been wanting to keep things very kosher and keep things very quiet. Nobody wants to take a bigger and blah, blah, blah. And we all support each other. We don't care because we're Trump loyalists, and we'll tell you guys the truth. So Will Witt, Will Witt did a lot of the Man of the Street videos. That's where
you would know him from. You would know him from those videos. Personable guy, good-looking kid.
He's cute.
College kid, did a lot of the, but he's been tapped. And basically over the last years, the optics were that he was just getting a lot of access to the governor. So the governor would turn down interviews with, say, Fox News, and instead give them to this much smaller publication, which is the Florida Standard. Mm-hmm. As of right now, the Florida Standard has just taken a very pro-DeSantis stance. We haven't necessarily seen a huge shift into anti-Trump narrative,
no.
But it's something that we do expect we will see in the future.
Yeah.
Now, here's the biggest problem with the Florida Standard, because anybody can open up a publication, mm-hmm. and God knows that we definitely need more conservative news streams that are coming from true alternative media, not mainstream media funded, right? The problem with the Florida Standard is that you cannot find who financed it. Will Witt isn't financing the Florida Standard. He's just the face of it.
Yeah.
And that's alarming, because if we're in a period where as a party, as a group, as a country, we're moving forward in requiring that there is more transparency from the media when it comes to getting our information, how can we turn a blind eye to the fact that a publication is being secretly funded and they're actually going out of their way to not tell us who funded? Where did the money come from? They're purposely keeping that a secret. And realistically, how can we have any trust or any faith in or even trust that there's any kind of journalistic integrity when we don't even know who's financing you? How do we know that the intentions are truly sincere and that you're not being funded by a globalist that's just anti-Trump and pro-DeSantis, which is more than likely exactly what's going on?
Yeah. Quick shout out to Hablando Como Los Locos. They did a contribution earlier. Thank you, ladies, for being here with us tonight. And also, Ale Milian, I hope I'm pronouncing your name right. Thank you so much for your contribution as well. So one of the donors for Will Witt's Florida Standard publication is actually Tudor Jones,
who's one of the biggest contributors to Ron. So Ron DeSantis' campaign has been paid off predominantly by two globalists. And here's, people love to bring this up. It's like, oh, well, Trump got money from Pfizer. All right, Trump maybe got $1 million from Pfizer. That's it. That's not the same as two people funding an entire presidential campaign. Mm-hmm. We spoke about this last week. The Donald Trump war chest to run for 2024 is slightly under $100 million. I'm sure that it'll be more after this next fundraiser, but it's slightly under $100 million. Ron DeSantis is sitting on close to $200 million in his war chest for a campaign that he's quote unquote not running. And it's all come from two donors.
Right.
Ken Griffin and Tudor.
Mm-hmm. There's been other ones. I think there is a, which one's the, there's one that he said that he wanted Trump to be completely out, not just Ken Griffin. I think we can do another show possibly and go over a few of these donors.
We are going to do a show. We're going to do a show. An entire show.
And tell you guys exactly more of, you know, we do a lot of research. And again, because things were so fresh, like, imagine how bad it would look if we are cheering on Miami-Dade turning red, everything that happened in Florida, all the progress we made, and we're going to sit here and crap on the governor. It's going to look pretty terrible. So we want to be conscious of that and wait and give you guys information little by little. And so that you guys can digest. But the reality is that there's been a lot, there's like a civil war going on between not just MAGA and the Republicans that won MAGA out of the Republican Party. If you go see on Twitter what this Republican say about MAGA, it's like they hate the white rednecks of the middle of America. They hate them. You know, they make memes about them. You know, I've seen they troll them. I've seen pro Reagan dehumanizing. I was very disappointed with my friend Jesse Kelly because I saw a tweet of him saying like, oh, you know, you got to tell the Trump supporters to stop calling DeSantis supporters the simps. Your guys are not going to get anywhere with that. You know what, Jesse? I love you. You're a great guy. You're so based. But I don't see a single tweet from you saying that DeSantis supporters should stop dehumanizing Trump supporters. I don't see any of that. It's always Trump supporters that have to bow down and take a knee and stop being this way and stop being cringe and stop doing this. Trump supporters have been dehumanized since 2015.
Yeah.
Trump supporters have had to take it from all angles. They had to be the silent majority in 2016. They had to be quiet. They couldn't wear the MAGA hats. They were getting beat up in the streets. And now you want us to bow down even more to these establishment Republicans who want to extract MAGA from the Republican Party because you guys think that we're all Q-tards, that we're all cringe, that we're all insurrectionists. No, thank you. We're not going to bow down to these people. There's about 30%, 30 to 35% of the party that will sit out the election if Donald Trump is not the nominee. And if he's not the nominee, and I mean in the fair way, not that you steal the nomination like they did to Bernie Sanders, because that's what they're trying to do. So what they're trying to put in our heads as of now, it's he's not going to win. Because he's not going to win.
He can't win.
Right. So if they put that, it's kind of like the other narrative. It's kind of like what they said with Biden. Biden didn't have to. Biden didn't have to do any debates. Biden didn't have to have crowds because what did they do? COVID, right? That was the whole thing, the Rona. It's like, oh, we can. It's okay if Biden has 10 people only show up to his event. It doesn't matter because there's social distancing restrictions, right? Because this venue only allows 20 people. So now that same narrative is actually being presented on Twitter by the establishment Republicans. You have people saying that it doesn't matter if Ron DeSantis doesn't have the same crowds as Donald Trump because we saw what happened in 2020. I showed Bella this week. I called Bella and I go on Twitter right now and I want you to put these specific keywords, crowds do not matter, DeSantis, and then boom, in comes, right? All the different people saying crowds don't matter. We saw what happened to Trump.
Look it up. You guys ever want to see how it is that they control the narrative? Here's a tip. Go on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Type in the words, move on from Trump. Type in the words, crowds don't matter. DeSantis, Trump.
Mm-hmm.
Type in those combinations of words and you're going to see how quickly you're going to be able to start spotting the patterns. Because it doesn't make any sense. Mm-hmm. You know that video that came out, I want to say like in 2019, that somebody edited and it's like, this is extremely dangerous to our democracy. And it's all these clips from these like local news channels reporting mm-hmm. Exact verbiage over and over again. Mm-hmm. It's exactly like that, only it's happening with alternative media.
Mm-hmm.
It's exactly like that, mm-hmm. guys. The influencers, the conservative voices, the podcasters, they're all stepping in line with the same narrative, yep. almost as if though they've been handed a memo telling them what it is that they should be talking about next.
Yep.
And we need to be able to, we need to get better at identifying these patterns because it's not as easy as spot the guy in the blue shirt and you're going to know who the bad guys are. There are going to be people in MAGA hats, people wearing red with R's next to their name that are actively working against you, working against the better interest of America, of its people, of our party. Do not be fooled because somebody runs as a Republican that they've got our best interest in mind. In fact, something that's living rent-free in my head over the last couple of weeks is the last time that an establishment Republican took office as president of the United States of America, we got September 11.
Yep. Somebody said something about Ana Paulina Luna. I hope Ana Paulina backs Trump. She's hot. I'm pretty sure that Ana Paulina already said that. She said that Trump was the kingmaker. So I'm pretty sure that she is going to back Trump 100%. Trump supported Anna Paulina. She's a friend of mine, and she's doing great things in Congress. I know that the fake news media has been hitting her pretty hard lately, but it's because she's actually putting these people in check in Congress and giving them a hard time. And of course, they don't like that. So they try to dig up on your life and try to, I guess, destroy you in a way. But she's already in there. And I'm pretty sure that she's going to stick with our boy.
Well, I mean, she's one of, again, she owes Donald Trump so much because he truly supported her, her endorsement.
Absolutely. Got
a long way. Besides, she's a base Latina,
right?
You know, so we're hoping that she stays on our side. And so far, she's shown loyalty, and we have no reason to believe that she isn't. And the truth of the matter is that most people genuinely love and support Donald Trump and will continue to love and support him. Mm-hmm. And like Linda mentioned earlier today, these people aren't necessarily people that were Trump supporters.
No, they weren't. They were Ted Cruz supporters.
Right.
That's the whole thing. They were Ted Cruz supporters.
And one of the things that that gets to me, and I'm not sure if I mentioned this before, but it's something we've been talking about lately, which is I love when people that have been voting Republican their entire life want to tell me, who was a registered Democrat up until a couple of years ago, what's going to attract the moderate vote.
Mm-hmm.
None of your dusty ass policies that were around before Donald Trump attracted my vote. I didn't give a shit about you people. I thought you were the scum of the earth. I'm being dead ass serious right now. I thought you were elitist, that you thought you were better than them. I thought these are the kinds of people that I can't bring my immigrant father around. I moved into the Republican Party because I understood that I was represented by conservative values, not because I give a shit about this party. I definitely don't. I don't feel represented by it. I'm here because Donald Trump brought me here, because it's the party that most closely represents what it is that I believe in. And I promise you this, if Donald Trump was to run through a third party and not run as a Republican and run as an America First or as an independent or whatever it is, I see mass waves of people. I see an entire split of the dual party system where mass waves of people will vote third party without a problem. Oh, if God, the Republicans try and push out Donald Trump, I will absolutely vote for Trump running on a third party America First ticket.
So this is hilarious. Shuda 305 said large Marge, aka Marjorie Taylor Greene, sold her soul. Honestly, Marjorie Taylor Greene has been extremely cringe lately. She's too masculine. She doesn't behave like a feminine woman. You can be strong and you can obviously put people in their place, but she's just too manly, and I don't appreciate that. The other thing that someone asked, and I think this is such a good question, thank you for asking, where is it? We're getting a lot of comments, so I lost it. Wait. So what would Trump do that DeSantis would not do? What is the key issue? So I think that this is a question that you should rephrase. DeSantis has grifted all of Trump's MAGA policies, or more importantly, his platform, right? He's trying to grift his supporters as well. So that's the first thing that we got to clarify. It's not, if you look at the first ad by Ron DeSantis when he ran in 2018, it was actually an entire ad dedicated to Donald Trump, right? So that's one thing. And then the other thing is that Donald Trump is a person that ran on his own dollar at first. Obviously, he brought in donors and whatnot because obviously he knew rich friends from being a rich person himself. And he doesn't owe any favors to anybody. Ron DeSantis cannot say the same. Ron DeSantis's foreign policy, we're still unsure as to what that is, even though this week it kind of hinted. It's kind of saying that we shouldn't support the war in Ukraine, and we shouldn't be sending all this money. But before that, when he was a congressman, he was definitely one. There's a letter of him definitely asking for funds to Ukraine. So I think his policy is more that, especially when it comes to wars, when it comes to the military complex, would probably be closer to a Bush type of presidency. I think that there has been a lot of PR behind his culture wars, which in a way they're good, in a way they're not, because on the way here I was telling Bella, why do I care if he's in a war with Disney? Like, that doesn't pay my bills. I live in Florida. Florida and Miami are now one of the most expensive state and cities in the country. My rent was raised significantly because of all the people that are moving here, and there's barely any inventory.
By more than 25%.
By more than 25%. I mean, that I know people that have been priced out and had to leave Miami because of it. So I'm not remembering, not that that's directly DeSantis' fault, but we're not going to remember DeSantis as somebody that helped us out in terms of the economically here in Florida. Bella owns a house. She doesn't have home insurance. Why is that? Because of the bill that they passed with the home insurance that screwed over homeowners, right? So there's things that actually affect our everyday lives, which is not the culture wars and all this press around Disney. You guys saw what happened with Disney. Nothing came off of it. You know, look where we were when Trump was president. Was your cost of living lower? Did he not get pulled out of the Paris Accord agreement? Did he not defund NATO? Not completely, but he pulled funds from NATO, which is why they don't want him back in power as well, because he's going to be a very the president that's going to get us out of the war. Look at the border wall. All of a sudden, now conservatives are lying and saying that he didn't build a wall. And I'm like, well, there's physical proof that the wall was built. Like, we can visibly see it.
Like,
I've seen it, bro. Like, it's in California, it's in Arizona, and it's in Texas, and also in New Mexico. And then they say, well, it's not that he didn't build the wall. What actually ended up happening was that he didn't build the entire wall. Well, first of all, the wall construction really didn't start until like almost 2018. Because Donald Trump faced the Unit Party against them. Both Republicans and Democrats were voting against border security and the wall. Let's start with that. He had to literally go through the military and get military funds to get that done. And then he had to face about 11 or 20 different lawsuits from different states, liberal states that were suing him for whatever reasons, plus liberal organizations that were suing him as well, until finally he was able to get the Supreme Court to strike down all the lawsuits and say, you do have the right to use military funds as a national emergency and be able to use it for the wall. So let's start with that. Now you're spreading misinformation about the border wall. That really, really pisses me off. Okay. So when Donald Trump told the president of Mexico, I want you to have your National Guard at the border stopping people, he obeyed. When Donald Trump told Bukele in El Salvador, I'm going to ship back all this MS-13 and you're going to take him back, that had never happened before, because for some reason we have to take even the worst fucking criminals in the world. Bukele said, sure, sir, no problem. This guy had everybody under control. Everyone. Are we gonna forget that Trump is the reason why CBD is legal? Why hemp is legal? Because that entire industry, which is a multi-billion dollar industry, people are becoming filthy rich just of a CBD, was because of Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell. They signed the 2018 pharma bill. Are we gonna forget the right to trial, which is a Donald Trump deregulated or gave you the right to be able to if you are on your last days and if you want to experiment with drugs that are not approved, and you say, you know what, instead of taking XY medicine, I want to try ayahuasca, whatever it may be, that happened. I mean, I could go on here for days. We're going to talk about opportunity zones. For those of you who live in Miami, you see those beautiful buildings in over by the river, by Little Haiti. That area that used to be literally the ghetto, nobody wanted to invest in that area because, no offense, but it was a very ghetto urban area where people were getting murdered, and no developer wanted to touch that land. So you know what this guy did, the developer, Donald Trump, he said, no problem, we're going to do a public and a private partnership, mm-hmm. where if you are a developer and if you want to invest in what we called opportunity zones, low poverty areas where people don't want to invest, we're going to give you X, Y, and Z. I think it was like no capital gains or no taxes or something. But the point is that I can sit here and literally go through all the things that this guy has done. And it just wouldn't compare to just saying DeSantis turned Florida red. Let's go back. Even this week when I saw Bill Mitchell say that DeSantis turned Miami-Dade red, well, there was already a trend, right? So in 2018, Hillary Clinton won by 30 points, right? 30 points in Miami. deep blue Miami come 2020, 4 years later, and we flipped 2 congressional seats from blue to red. Manuel Vidal Salazar and Carlos Jimenez, who kept their seats thanks to Donald Trump. That's the first thing that we got to say right there, not thanks to Ron DeSantis. And then after that, we gained 100 more Republican voters that year, and Joe Biden only won by 7 points. That's a big margin of a difference, right? And then, of course, 2 years later, that's when you have Miami-Dade turn red. And a lot has happened ever since. But for people to sit here and say that it's just a Ron DeSantis situation, it's just simply not true.
Well, I think that it goes back to the other conversation that we keep on seeing coming up time and time again from the same group of people, which is like, we just want to win. We don't want to lose anymore. And it's like, what are you... Think about what you're saying for a second. Donald Trump got more votes than any other Republican in history.
In history.
Even if you're looking at the fake news as is. Mm-hmm. Not to say he didn't get more, but we already know where that conversation goes. Mm-hmm. But Donald Trump got more votes than any other Republican in history. So when you say stupid things like, well, we need to move on from Trump because we just want to win, what you're actually saying is, I don't mind bending a knee to the establishment and taking the candidate that they tell me I can have as long as they have an R next to their name when they're president. And this is taking 10 steps backward from the great awakening that we've been experiencing for the last few years. Why would you want to go out and support an establishment candidate just because he has a better chance than winning? Not because he's more popular. Nobody's more popular than Donald Trump.
Nobody.
Donald Trump had popularity before he became a politician. Nobody knows who the hell Ron DeSantis is outside of people that keep up with politics on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. If you go talk to the average 18-year-old voter at the mall, they have no idea. In California, outside of Florida, they have no idea who Ron DeSantis is, they don't fucking care. People knew who Donald Trump was. He was in rap songs. He was in movies. He was a fixture in pop culture prior to that. He already had popularity prior to it. When you say some stupid shit like, well, we need to move on because I want a candidate that can win, what you're actually saying is, I'm okay as long as I choose a candidate they let win. That's not a win, guys.
That's you coping. Yeah.
That's cope. That's that's hella copium.
Yeah. We've been going for 83 minutes. We're gonna wrap this up. But please use the super chat and support us so we can take some questions and read some comments. We can be here for like another 10 minutes. But you know, use the super chat and help us out. In the meantime, we want to remind you guys about Sentry. Sentry H2O is one of the sponsors of the show. Not only do we use this, is actually Sentry Water, but Sentry is also helping the people of Palestine and Ohio. Right. Sorry, did I say that right?
Yes.
East Palestine. And Sentry is out there. They're actually they're testing the waters themselves because Nelson, who's the owner, called the firefighters and asked them about the water. And he got a confirmation or a fake confirmation saying that the water was safe to drink. Obviously, we know that's not true at all. When you go see the water and people are complaining. People say that they're getting rashes. People say that they're getting chest pains. People say that they're getting headaches. People say that they're getting asthma. And so it's just not clean water. And Nelson has a goal. Nelson wants to give a Sentry system to every single citizen of East Ohio. There's about 5,000 people. His influencers or somebody was out there actually giving these Sentry water systems yesterday.
It's a great task. Very selfless.
Right. Very selfless.
Really the best way for you guys a great way to support the people of East Palestine, support this great patriot-owned company, and in the process also support MPL, would be to invest in one of these water filters. If you've ever been in the market for one, they are significantly less expensive than some of the competitive products out there in the market, which are several thousand dollars at price point just below $300, and 10% off with the MPL10 code. Bella, did you end up naming your dog? Yes, I named my dog. So now that I've got 2 Frenchies, I got Frank back in October, and I was trying to come up with a new name for this new baby, and we decided that we're going to call him Mr. Beans. So when people ask us about the dog, we say, well, Frank and Beans are doing good. Producer's so cute. Over here.
How do you stop the shenanigans from the next election? So this is something that I think it's a very valid question, but it's also about the system. Okay, so the Democrats created a system. Republicans have to play with the system. You're not going to change the voting laws in places like Michigan, Minnesota, deep blue places where Democrats have not only the government the government's office, the governor's office, but they also have the legislature. You're not going to change the laws in those places. So what you need to do is play their game. So it's mail-in voting. So if it's ballot harvesting. So whatever it is that the Democrats are doing, you need to get better at it and use that system where you can, where in red places you can either get better with whatever voting laws you have.
When you also Donald have Trump to be is going to involved right. because a lot of these. So first of all, the election process, there isn't a one size fits all solution. There are over 4,000 different election processes in this country. Mm-hmm. Some vary county to county. Some vary even within the same mm-hmm. different cities within the same county. So with that being said, there needs to be a certain sense of accountability from the constituents' ends. Where do you know who your election supervisor is? Mm-hmm. Do you know about the election committees that are in your county? Do you know what systems are used in your county? There has been counties all over the country. Not a lot, but there has been a few that have overturned that county's policy to use Dominion voting machines. That's something that's happening because local activists stand up and fought back and showed up in commission meetings and they got annoyed. A lot of people think that just because you go to one meeting that that's sufficient. It isn't enough. You need to be annoying. What can I tell you? Activism is just how annoying can you be until somebody listens to you? So, yeah, you want to flip something. You really want to see a change. Unfortunately, that's going to require that you know what's going on so that you know what to flip. It's going to require that you dig on the election supervisors. Is there any deals going on? Money, investors, developers, mm-hmm. things like that are coming into your city, coming into your county that could potentially be mm-hmm. Influencing how it is that the vote is processed in your county. Mm-hmm. Those things are incredibly important. So, yeah, one, play their own game. But in order to play their own game, you need to know what their game is. And you're not going to figure that out at the couch, bro. You guys are really not going to figure that out. You need to be out there. You need to be involved. You need to be in the know. I'm not even telling you, you need to be out there loud. You don't need to be out there with a huge sign that says, screw the system. You just need to be curious and you need to be asking questions and you need to be keeping informed.
Yeah. Thank you so much, Big Clips. He says Trump is too much of a populist, and populist movement wants Washington, D.C. to become decentralized. The coastal elite lobbyists and donors, well, do anything to stop it. That is absolutely correct. And that is why they want to get rid of MAGA. And that is why people like Ken Griffin, who are backing DeSantis, say that the populism movement has to leave the Republican Party. Again, a lot of these MAGA donors, not all, but there's a lot that were actually screwed over by Trump because he was for the people. And people don't like to hear that, but it's a fact. Anthony Joseph, so good to see you here. Thank you so much for coming by. He says, finally was able to tune in. Thanks for everything you are doing. It's important work. I've been in my feelings the past 3 years, as it hasn't been easy for many, as you know. You know, you're appreciated. Be blessed. Thank you so much.
We really need to hear that. Sometimes, yes. We just appreciate the contribution. But whenever I hear somebody tell me, like, I appreciate what it is that you're doing, I can't tell you how far that goes. Some days are a little bit more emotional than others. It's a very thankless the work that we do is very thankless. We've had to suffer a lot because of it. We've been attacked a lot because of it. We've sacrificed a lot because of it. So sometimes when you feel like, what's the point? Nobody cares. Nobody's paying attention. Yeah. Nobody wants to help us. To hear you guys say, I appreciate you, keep doing what you're doing, it means a lot to us. And it goes a very long way in keeping us motivated to keep on going.
Absolutely.
I want to take a quick moment to give a shout out to Nino America, who gave us a shout out.
Oh, yeah.
And helped us get to our viewership today.
Let's go.
So thank you to our boy Nino that we can't wait to have on the show. If you guys don't follow Nino, please find his YouTube channel, find him on Instagram. He is the originator of Cult 45 and an American hero. I was gonna call him Mexican American, but that boy don't like that. No, he is an American hero.
He's an American hero.
And a shout out to Christy as well, who's been here on the chat, his producer, and has been so kind to us, not just today, but it's over the last couple of years as well. And thank you to Keeks. Keeks says 36 years old now and never voted until 2020, and it was only for Donald Trump. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Keeks. You are what the establishment dusty Republicans are scared of, because they know that you wouldn't have gotten up to go vote 36 years, never voted until 2020 so that she could go out and vote for Donald Trump. The only person that's going to be able to move moderates, MPAs, people that maybe never voted, never cared, is going to be Donald Trump come 2024, regardless of what the Republican Party tries to tell you.
And the other thing, guys, I linked it again. Please download the Public Square Marketplace. You guys have no idea how good it is.
We're going to have those links
for sure. But you guys need to download this app and be able to support conservatives and like-minded business owners who support your values, who have your values. Shop with, obviously, put your money where your mouth is. Is that how you say it? Right? Yeah. So shop with your values. You don't want to support companies that are paying for abortions, companies, drag queen story hours, Black Lives Matter, all these work corporations. There's discounts in there. And if you're a business owner, why wouldn't you want to market yourself to other conservatives? I saw our boy, Jordan Sarmo. Mm-hmm. I saw him there with his healthcare company. I saw lawyers there. By the way, we should look into that. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot of conservatives promoting their services. It may be if you do social media, you want to do that as well. You can put your services there. So it's a really good way for us to support each other and start that parallel economy, right?
Very important.
Businesses are vetted. They have 10 core values, including supporting the Constitution, freedom to life, not supporting abortion is a big one for us. So make sure you support Public Square. And there it is. There's a link. And guys, thank you so much for coming. We will have the audio version of this tomorrow, right, Angel? Right?
Thumbs up from the
base man. And we will see you next week.
See you guys next week.